Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
All right, time to check in now into the world of sports with Ibrahim Abdul-Mateen. We're going to be talking about the U.S. Open. That sounds painful in a way. Good morning, Ibrahim. So that was obviously the women, right? We're sure to hear lots of vocal reports from center court, I'm sure, over at Arthur Ashe Stadium. Let's talk about the women. The tournament starts Monday. There's some controversy over at the U.S. Open in Flushing, Queens already.
Well, you have Caroline Wozniacki, who's been chosen as the number one, and that's partly because Serena Williams is out with a foot injury. And now there's some question over the number of, you know, when you, the way you get ranked is that you get involved in a lot of tournaments and then you play well in those tournaments. That's not that's more quantity over quality. And some people are saying that she's not fit to be a good number one. And because she's number one, it might distract her and make it harder for her to go further in the
tournament.
Okay,
but the proof is on the court. She'll rise or fall based on her own play, number one or not. She gets a bit of an easier path being number one. Why does it matter?
Well, I think it's the extra scrutiny and the extra pressure, correct?
Right, media pressure.
Indeed. Yeah. So I think, but you know, we'll see. You're right. The proof will be on the court. She'll sweat it out and she'll grind it out.
And who else are we watching besides Caroline Wozniacki?
Well, obviously, Venus is a top candidate.
She always has to be a favorite at the Open. Mm-hmm.
Indeed.
Yeah.
She's up
like
there.
Turf now.
And then Kim Clijsters, who won last year. That's who we're looking at.
That's who you're looking at. Now, over at the men, look, I'm a huge fan of the Nadal-Federer rivalry. I think a lot of tennis fans love it. But it is almost ubiquitous and ongoing. Is there going to be any variation to the Nadal-Federer saga here?
We have to talk about Rafael Nadal because Nadal has won two tournaments this summer. He's seemingly unstoppable, except he kind of slowed down. And the question is, does he grind his game? Does he work so hard and pound so much that now he's with a faster court? Now he just isn't playing at that same level. Roger Federer is always going to be a competitor. He's a tough. He's very focused. He gets completely laser-like focus when he gets into the U.S. Open. So those two play very different games. The thing with Rafael Nadal is he's never won in New York. Forget about it. He's not going to win in New York. Mm-hmm. That's the
popular wisdom.
Exactly. That's the what we all think.
Yeah, I hope he's listening because he's going to prove you wrong.
But the thing with Nadal is you can never count him out. Now on the other side with the men, I'm really looking at the Americans. You got Andy Murray, Isner, and Andy Roddick. John Isner and Andy Roddick. Those three guys. I mean, not Andy Murray is an American, but Marty Fish is the American.
Right, right,
correct.
Right.
So I like Marty Fish because he's been having a great summer. I like Andy Roddick because he's also been having a great summer. Now, all of these guys have to have their A game. With Federer and Nadal, they can play decent. Federer at this point has to play his A game to beat Nadal, but all of those guys, anyone who wants to beat and win this tournament has to play their A game to really compete at that high level, to really take this.
One of the pleasures of the Open for me every year, people love the dark horse that comes out of nowhere, the 20-year-old, the 19-year-old that sort of rises to the third round. Will she, won't she make it to the quarters?
And last year it was Melanie Udan, and she hasn't been having a great year. So will that New York crowd, that New York energy that she fed off of last time, really pull her to victory? Similarly, will that push Andy Murray, who's finally matured as a tennis player? Will it push Andy Roddick, who's really playing great tennis? Will it push them, that New York energy, that New York crowd, the smell of the stands, the heat? It'll be 90 degrees all next week. The humidity will be high. It's going to be a great atmosphere for tennis.
The planes will be flying over Arthur Ashe Stadium, deafening everyone as they try to serve.
There'll be vuvuzelas.
I'm going to be looking to see who the dark horse, the unknown player is, who rises out and maybe makes it to the third round, because that, for me, is always the most exciting thing about the Open, even more so than the final.
Maybe you'll sneak out on the court and make it out there.
Oh, my days are over. My high school days of tennis, those glory days are over.
And I have an injury just like Serena on my foot, so, you know,
it's
I can't
done.
Play either.
Lynn won't be there. That's unfortunate. Ibrahim Abdul-Mateen, Takeaway Sports contributor, watching the Open for us. It's Labor Day coming up.
Good morning.